This is your Wrestling Podcast Fix. New weekly episodes of the Enziguri on iTunes and SoundCloud.com.
This is for everyone who's been bullied. For anyone who's being bullied, this leg can literally crush a woman's chest. But you know what else can crush a woman's chest?
The Rock came out here unannounced. You jabronis didn't know The Rock was coming out here. The Rock's taking matters into his own hands. Who is booking this crap?
Welcome to the Enziguri Podcast. Tonight, we got news, results, and much, much more.
Put it on mute. That's right, put it on mute. Hey, everybody. This is Fran.
This is DB Richards.
This is JCL.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing good.
Hey, you notice something?
What's up?
I'm the only one that has a last name. You're just Fran.
Technically, I have a last name. It's just abbreviated.
I don't
want to talk about last names. I don't talk about any of that shit.
I want to talk about wrestling.
Let's talk about wrestling.
Now you had to jump into this?
Well, I mean, it was a moment.
You got to give him his moment. Like Curtis Axel in his moment.
So, let's start off the tweet of hell.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan sends out a tweet wishing that Bam Margera was still alive with us all. God rest his soul.
I thought I saw him in Westchester not that long ago.
The funny thing is, he forgot to realize that he meant what's his name?
Ryan Dunn.
So this is his tweet. He says, "Damn, Bam, I wish you were still with us. Hold on a second. Damn, Bam, I wish you were still with us, brother. Nah, I ain't doing that shit. I sure would love to hang out again with my brother. Love you, miss you, HH. And then later he tweets,
"Oh, man, I meant Ryan Dunn. Yeah,
my bad.
But he took a picture of him and Bam. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he posted up there. It's just priceless.
He's senile. So.
And we have not heard a single thing from Bam. Bam's probably like,
if Bam will even actually respond to that nonsense.
Bam is too busy hating his own life to even like be on Twitter right now.
Yeah. Dude, he's a PA boy, living his life, fucking with
he lived his life. Now it's just, you know.
Now it's just living the rest of his life.
Yeah. I remember stories of people breaking into his house and trying to lay in his bed.
Those people are kind of crazy. What do you expect from Delco?
Delco.
Tell us thing about.
Hey, don't mess with Delco. I'm from Delco.
Yeah.
If you don't know what Delco is, it's called Delaware County. It's in Pennsylvania. It's from Tinicum all the way down to Chichester.
Nobody knows.
We don't need the
Tinicum
Google Maps
is.
Definition. Let's move on.
Yes, let's move on to our favorite subject, John Cena's penis.
Oh, that's what you wanted to talk about.
No, it's not.
JCL.
Cena was recently victim of an online leak. We're not going to tell you how to look it up.
Just, I found out who the leak was.
Let's just say you actually can see him.
Breaking news. I found out who did the leak. Brie Bella, because she jumped in there and go, "Hey, everybody. Guess what? Here's a dick pic."
Yeah.
Where was your punchline?
That was his punchline.
Belt
so what was the one that you were saying? You were like, you could tell based on his veins that it's really him. Yes, you could tell by John Cena's fat veins.
Because, like, yeah, he, like, cropped his face out of it, but, like, and I wasn't looking. It was, like, it was censored, by the way. So don't, like, you know, don't get any weird ideas.
That's all lies.
But
what, you didn't want to go, you didn't want to go, "Oh, hold on a second, I got to see if I'm a bigger man than John Cena."
I already am. Anyway, he cropped his face out, but it's like, people know what you look like without a shirt on, considering that you wrestled for the better part of 15 years. So we can easily recognize the veins all over your shoulder.
I don't know what his body looks like, what his veins look like. It's so weird.
Say, what's the punchline? Because you can't see him?
Because you can't see him.
Dave Bautista recently signed on to star in an action comedy titled Dogtown. It's based on a long-running comic book series called Body Bags. What's the next movie that's actually out right now?
He's also in Hotel Artemis.
He was also in Infinity Wars, but nobody needs to recap on that because Bautista in Marvel movies is awesome.
I will say, Bautista's doing good as far as his movie career goes. He's been putting out some really good movies.
I did like the one movie. I can't think of the name, but he was like, it was like the whole world turned into like a big giant gang. I forget the name of it. I had to look it up later.
My favorite movie of Batista's is The Man with the Iron Fist. When he was That's Brass good. Body.
Yeah.
That was his beginning.
Movie. That wasn't... That was... Maybe that was his first one.
I think it was, actually.
I think that was his beginning.
That was my favorite role besides, obviously, Drax.
I'm looking up the movie.
What's his best lines in that?
I can stand so still that I can be almost invisible to the naked eye.
What about when he laughs? He's got the best damn laughs in the world.
Okay, the movie I was thinking of was called Bushwick. I thought it was not bad. It's like a small independent film.
Yeah.
It wasn't like go to the movies to see it, but I thought it was a good movie for like the end of the world kind of thing.
It was basically one of those movies where Batista was like, let me get my foot in the door.
And so. He recently was in Blade Runner.
Too. He was?
2049. Yes.
Had no idea.
I didn't know that either.
He's in the plan to see, be in this year, Escape Plan 2. You ever see the first one? Sloan?
Oh, yeah. Is that like the giant prison movie?
Yes.
When are we going to get The Rock versus Batista?
Why have they... More importantly, why isn't The Rock crossed over into
Wouldn't that be funny Marvel Comics? Well, because he's in DC.
Well,
I mean, for like one movie.
No, but you notice with the Marvel movies, though, is that they always get the lesser-known actors. So, I mean, who mostly become very well-known because of their roles in the movies. Or The Rock is already kind of, you know, A-list, so...
I wouldn't know who I would use him for in Marvel.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of roles I could see The Rock being. There's a Hercules in Marvel Comics.
Wasn't John Cena supposed to be in a Duke Nukem movie?
Yep.
Is that even still a thing?
Probably.
I don't
Considering
know.
Considering the bomb that Ferdinand was, I doubt it.
But, yeah. Dave Bautista's doing a great... Yeah. If I'm looking at it, yeah, his career has been doing well for himself.
The thing about him, though, is the fact that he still wants...
To come back and wrestle.
Yeah.
Which, I mean...
He was in a Bond movie.
It's not like he's in bad shape, so, I mean, I could see it. Plus, I'm pretty sure everyone's already used to, like, you know, damn near 50-year-olds coming back and wrestling.
We need Bautista back.
Bautista!
Yeah.
Did you say Bautista?
I'm not... And I'll be honest, I would like to see Triple H versus Batista. It's not like they had never... It's not like they put on terrible matches.
What was your movie called?
It's better than getting Batista versus, like, Daniel Bryan or somebody. Don't give me that look, Fran.
What was the movie I was just trying to think of something.
Man with the Iron Fist?
Yeah, that wasn't his... He was on Wrong Side of Town with, I think, RVD.
RVD was in the movie with him?
Yeah, I think so.
We need to see Rey Mysterio versus Batista. So we got the return of Basketballs Don't Hold Grudges.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, he's dead,
too. RVD and Dave Bautista were in a movie together.
Oh, God. Probably like a WWE straight to DVD.
It's they rated it a 4. It's 3.9, but
The king of the B-movies, Rob Van Dam. He hasn't been doing a whole lot of anything. Besides getting divorced.
He was on Smallville.
Van Dam?
Well, Relative Strangers is his first film. He played a wrestler. Okay.
Kenny Omega and Xavier Woods recently appeared in the new Street Fighter V DLC commercial. Omega appeared. Xavier had a voice role.
Omega was basically Cody. Not Cody the wrestler, Cody the Street Fighter character.
While Xavier
Don't know who that is.
You don't know Cody the Street Fighter character?
No, I don't know Street Fighter.
Oh.
Really?
What about Final Fight? You know Final Fight. Everybody knows Final Fight if they're into games.
No, not really.
You gotta understand, Dave's taste in games is different than ours.
What I grew up on was mostly sports games. Were you
into the arcades at all?
Maybe Gauntlet.
Early 90s?
I like Gauntlet.
Mid-80s? Yeah.
I just don't understand how you were around when like one of the hottest arcade games was
Because I was flourishing not, in, I was not into Mortal Kombat games. I consider that Mortal Kombat games. I don't like the fighter games.
Okay, so, I mean, okay, that's fair. You don't like fighters.
Were you into NFL Blitz?
No, not really.
What? NFL Blitz was a shit.
No,
that's
like,
questionable.
Oh, come on. There's nothing better than German suplexing somebody after the whistle blows.
Yeah, no.
What about NBA Jam?
NBA Jam I played.
All right.
That was cool. Blades of Steel for Nintendo.
That was an arcade game.
But I'm just saying, the games that I played.
Anyway, back to the
Omega.
Blades
of Steel was awesome.
I love Omega and Woods together. Every time they interact on like the Evo scenes and like the video game tournaments, it's pure gold. Like, I'll never forget, I forgot which Evo or video game tournament it was, but they were doing like Royal Rumble style Tekken matches.
Yeah.
And
Cody?
Yes.
Yes.
And at like some point Xavier Woods comes out after Cody blows. They have like, you know, their usual little stare down and stuff. And then after Xavier gets out, he challenges Omega. And it's like the best like promo interaction thing you could see.
What was
like
that?
He hands him the mic and then Omega goes to reach for it, he just drops it to the floor.
What was the one bet that Xavier and The Miz had where The Miz had to give up his IC title?
Oh, it was their rematch for the Street Fighter match they had like a year or two back.
Because I didn't know anything about that, but I just saw like...
It was yeah. Hysterical.
So
like,
I'm guessing...
Miz obviously lost, so he basically lost his US title and his IC title. And then he doubled or nothing, so now he put his tag title on the line.
So I'm guessing Cody wasn't in the Street Fighter movie... From 1994?
No.
What's the difference that to today's stuff?
What do you mean?
There's a lot more characters, for one thing.
A lot more characters?
And that movie wasn't really like...
That movie was horrible.
Yeah, it didn't really pay that much homage to the source material.
I enjoyed it. I don't know why.
Of course you did. You're a glutton for punishment, that's why.
I enjoyed it just because it sucked. I love sucky movies. You ever see Mac and Me?
No.
Look up Mac and Me. Try to watch it.
No. You're hurting my brain.
Oh.
Stop it.
Gosh, you have to see Mac and Me.
You're such a big wrestling fan.
I'm a movie fan, too.
Because he likes stuff that's horrible. There's a lot of really bad wrestling. I only sporadically watched up until, like, we started doing the podcast. And then after we started doing it and then, like, catching up on a lot more of it, I'm like... The ones that can watch every single pay-per-view and do it with a smile on their face. You're crazy. Even WrestleMania has been complete dog shit for the last few years.
I haven't missed a WWE pay-per-view.
You're insane.
Okay. Yeah. Since 97?
Yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's when the black boxes were around. 97, 96 were around there. And then everything else was taped for me before that, so...
When the black box... You know about the only thing I remember from back in the day was going on MIRC chat and doing play-by-play for people in the chat room, and it was barely legal, I think it was.
That was a good pay-per-view.
Yeah, but I didn't actually watch the pay-per-view. I listened to it through the scramble. But because Joey Styles is such a good commentator, you can literally follow the show, even if you're just listening to him.
It's correct. It's one
You could not do that with WCW or WWE at the time, or WWF.
Gosh. Jim Ross is horrible. It's like, oh my gosh, look at that move! And then out of nowhere, you're like, what the fuck just happened?
Or as they would say in WCW, no way a second. It was, who was it that always said, what a move?
What a move?
That is Michael Cole.
I think that was Tony Schiavone. What a move! And,
could have been
and Vince McMahon always said, what a great athletic maneuver!
Yeah, that's definitely a Vince line.
Yeah. Or what was it? 1, 2, 3, he kicked out! No, he didn't!
I remember watching the Royal Rumble with Shawn Michaels throughout Bulldog. First, I thought my friend, we were listening to the scramble. My friend's listening from the window. And we're listening. And hear Bulldog's theme music come on.
You guys were marking out.
And I was like, Bulldog won. He goes home the next day, he finds out Shawn Michaels won.
I said, what the fuck?
What happened? I turned it off after that. Thinking Shawn Michaels lost, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was the fun times. My friend was pissed.
But he lost. Nick Aldis versus Cody at the All In Chicago show, scheduled to be title for title if Cody wins the Ring of Honor world title, which is almost certainly going to happen now.
Yeah.
I am a big fan of Nick Aldis. I like him. Did you see that match he had with, who was it? I saw it on the page.
His most recent match?
No, it was, like, from April.
Tommy?
No, it wasn't Tommy. Crap, let's move on.
I'm not a big Nick Aldis fan.
You don't like him?
I mean, he's okay.
He's decent, but, like...
I mean, Magnus is one of those guys that, like, yeah, he's okay, but it's like, you know, there's a million other guys that kind of...
He's not a main event guy, you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's more of an IC title guy, U.S. title.
Oh, he's like fine in that position.
Yeah, he's
but
like...
But NWA title right now, it's like...
He's like mid-card at best. Not saying he's terrible, it's just, you know, he's not... He's like on a scale of 1 to 10, he's like a 7.
There's a reason why the highlight of his career is being NWA World Champ. Ooh. Like, that really matters these days. Yeah, well, okay, you know what? To be fair, if they do have a title-for-title match at the show, that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I want to know, is this show going to be on pay-per-view?
They're...
You
gotta know that they're gonna try to stream it somehow.
Yeah,
dude.
Most likely through Twitch or something.
I really would love to
watch.
Doesn't
Ring of Honor have like their own streaming service or something like WWE?
Yeah, they do. But
the problem with the show though is the fact that they have to find something that would work for all wrestlers involved because there's they're all in different companies. So I think that's what their biggest hurdle they said was.
Yeah.
It wasn't the fact of trying to actually get somebody to stream them.
So most likely they'll just probably use Twitch like Tommy does.
Yeah, that would be their best bet. So.
Dude, we have to like come here and sit down and watch it.
It depends on the card. I'm not gonna invest.
The card's gonna be nice.
Well, we don't know the card yet. I mean,
Cody the card's gonna be nice.
Cody versus Magnus is the only thing we know so far,
but
and
the card...
possibility of CM Punk being there.
He ain't gonna wrestle that.
Once again. The card's going to be good.
You can't say
they
the card's
going to
be good.
They just need to get Okada versus Omega on the damn thing.
Yeah. Just get
Okada
in general.
Yeah, but that right there would be like enough to please.
The Young Bucks and Cody said they're already sold out. You know what I mean? They said they will sell out arena.
Of course they were going to sell.
They're
going
to put on one of the best matches. Because what's the point not
having... I mean, that's
a
wishful thinking. I can honestly say... It'll be good.
Okay, I'll tell
not
you this right
be,
now.
Like, match of the year candidate.
It's not dumb WWE booking.
Well, of course, but that doesn't mean it's going to be like a 5-star pay-per-view.
How you know? It might be.
You never know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
But I'm going to like put money on it that the card's going to be good.
They haven't. There's still not enough information about the matches. I mean, are they literally going to just wing it?
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
I know Stephen O'Malley's.
That's why House of Hardcore has been falling flat lately, because, it's just, hey, let's just have a random card and see what we can do with it.
It's a glorified house show.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with HOH.
Well, that's what's wrong with most independents, I mean, unless there's like a tournament on the card or it's a TV taping or
because
something.
I know we're going to talk about it later, but Wildcat has a card up.
That's
I had to look for it.
That's good, because then you know what to expect and you know what you can be excited about.
Yes, I really want...
I personally don't like when a wrestling show has a random or like a mystery card. I don't like it.
When they say, these people are scheduled to be on the card. Okay.
And then you
get
a surprise.
And then half of them are just making like autograph appearances.
Like, I was amazed seeing LAX wrestle.
LAX was awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
The thing that was wrong, Tommy should have brought Homicide in. Homicide's in the arena already, chilling, watching the show. With us, the fans. That's what's so cool about it. Because he's not the only person I watch a wrestler watch a show with the fans. It was Greedo. He watched with the fans. He jumped up in the crowd and started watching the show.
Well, then they just weren't booked on the show. It just happened.
No, they were on the show. They came out afterwards to watch the show.
They're probably just there to watch them. Like how when...
No, they wrestled already. They came out from the locker room to watch.
Oh.
I still think my favorite story had to be when you said you saw Sammy Callahan and he was in kayfabe.
Yeah.
That was so hilarious.
Okay, what's next?
Right, we got a... So Raw and SmackDown this week.
Raw was meh. SmackDown, I love your word.
SmackDown was great.
SmackDown was good.
Hold on a second.
Meh.
Let's talk about Raw.
Okay, let's talk about Raw.
I had a nice long conversation with somebody about this. I'm usually not... I got a couple people I know where it's like, they'll really be vocal about the stuff that they don't like. And like, lately, that's been really, really easy to do with Raw. So these were the things on our Reddit page, which actually just got posted up recently. I'm gonna pull this up.
Oh, we got a Reddit page.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Folks, you can go to Reddit. Reddit.
It's reddit.com/r/theInziguri podcast. If you could spell that, because we didn't know how to spell it for the longest time. So.
Why don't you spell for ENZUIGIRI?
Yes. Hold on a second. Who the hell is that? Oh, no.
But anyway, while Fran's looking that up. You got it?
Yeah, I got it. So, this is a short list. Things I didn't understand with Raw. The B team getting segments, but the writers have nothing for the authors of pain.
Yeah. I highly agree on that.
Sasha and Bayley not wrestling against each other in the gauntlet, even though they're supposed to have this long building storyline that they've been doing for months. It doesn't make any sense. Cheerleader Bobby Roode.
What do you mean that?
I don't know if it's on there, but another pet peeve of mine right now is having Sami Zayn put over Bobby Lashley.
That whole storyline has been bad.
Yeah.
So with Bobby Roode, this like, well, everybody wants him to be heel. And it's not even a case of like, oh, let's turn him heel because this is a cool thing to do. It's like, no, he was better as a heel. But like during the when Strowman was out and he did his deal with who the hell did he power slam first? He took out it wasn't Elias, it was somebody else.
Who, Braun?
Yeah, Braun came out and he power slammed. Who the hell was Roode going against?
Roode's going against. I want to say Elias?
I think it was.
No, it wasn't Elias. It was somebody else. Kevin Owens.
Yes.
Yeah. So Braun comes out after Owens basically, like, he's left, or he was leaving or whatever. And he power slams Kevin Owens. And Bobby Roode's just in the ring. He's all clapping and celebrating. It's like, okay, I know that. As wrestling fans, we need to dumb down our intelligence. Mm-hmm. But we all know that Braun is the guy who will whip everybody's ass.
The thing WWE did wrong was putting Bobby Roode on Raw. He should have stayed on SmackDown.
But even...
He should have stayed on SmackDown and then turned heel.
But even with him on Raw, don't make Bobby Roode an idiot. It's like, hey, look at this guy. It's Braun Strowman, the guy who destroys everybody. Why don't I exit the ring instead of going... And then Strowman... You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of... I think it was Anarchy Rules, ECW, or one of the shows, where Sid Vicious was in the ring, and Spike Dudley comes up and hugs Sid and claps, and Sid's just kind of looking at him like, oh, really? And then he kills him.
Yeah.
So he wasn't at a softball game?
No, he actually showed up for the show.
Oh, damn.
So what else is there? Oh, yeah.
So my favorite part of Raw.
No. Hold on, your favorite part. I won't get through the bullshit, and then we can actually talk about the good stuff, which might have been like what, like 1 second.
Yeah, maybe.
So, Rollins, who had a good match.
Oh, the match was amazing.
He had a good match.
Finish was horrible.
Yes.
But Seth Rollins is supposed to be the fighting champ with all the heart.
And then you make him win through DQ.
Rollins gets disqualified, and then afterwards he gets owned by Elias. That part was cool, but it still just goes against his whole character he's got right now.
The only thing I liked about that was that it sets Elias up for a possible Intercontinental title feud. That's it.
I would like to see Elias win the Intercontinental title.
Everybody would. Elias is amazing right now.
Dude, like, something about him reminds me of somebody. I don't know what it is.
Macho Man. He's got Macho Man vibes.
Does he, too? Yeah. Okay. I don't want to be the one that says it. I just wanted to make sure.
No, no, that's like, there's a lot of people that actually get that.
Yeah, I had that vibe. And I love it, you know what I mean? Because Savage was the man, you know what I mean?
Last but not least, before I'm done my bitching and then you get to the good stuff. Badass, take no shit, Ronda Rousey just stands there and takes Nia's shit.
I don't get that.
Why did he even have her on commentary? Like, I almost felt like she wasn't even talking. Honestly, I felt like she was worse than Coach.
Gosh, I forgot Coach was there.
But yeah, we have the Be A Star Nia Jax. Of course, she pulls her Shawn Michaels heel turn where it's like, I gotta be a bad person for a couple weeks so that I can put Ronda over.
Why does she even have to be heel? Like, in some instances, you don't have to make it face versus heel.
Their booking with Nia has been completely horrible the entire time. Going way back to even what you were saying, where you were like, I will agree with this. See, I'm actually agreeing with you on something.
The only thing
was,
sorry.
Oh, no.
It was when you said, Nia needs to stop smiling. She needs to be the badass that kills people, which is why it was so agitating seeing her getting bullied against Alexa, which Stephanie McMahon made fun of. You couldn't even take out tiny little Alexa Bliss. And, of course, Alexa, they never followed up with her going, well, I gotta talk shit, Stephanie. Like, I couldn't whoop your ass. Like, you know?
See, I hate when I see Nia smile. You know what I mean?
You know what it kind of reminds? It's kind of like happy Brock Lesnar. It just looks weird.
Yeah.
You know what WWE reminds me of?
Shit.
Remember when TNA started getting bad?
When started?
No, no, the show's getting a lot better now.
When, like, it started getting really bad.
Bad, and you tried watching it, and you get a headache.
When they wanted to revive the Monday Night Wars, and that lasted for like maybe a week.
Yeah, that's how WWE is. They're going down that path. They need to get rid of the writers. They need to get rid of whoever is booking the shit.
But here's the problem.
And look over in SmackDown and go, oh, what the hell are they doing?
But here's the problem, though. First off, it's all the same company. And, like, and people will argue this point, too. They're all the same company. They're still making really good money. Mm-hmm. So, like, they could just turn around and be like, oh, yeah, we're doing something wrong. That's why Vince McMahon is wiping his ass with $100 bills. Like, you know, we just got a $1 billion from Fox.
Yeah.
So maybe we are wrong. Maybe we don't know what we're talking about.
You know what else WWE does wrong? They put every star person that's so over on Raw.
Because Raw is the flagship show.
I understand that. But now SmackDown is going to be on regular Fox.
But everybody lately has been seeing SmackDown as the better show anyway.
Just, you know, because
I think it was always a better
roster. Better storylines are going on right now.
As far as, like, quality of the show, it's always been NXT first,
yeah,
then SmackDown, then Raw.
And lately, it's just been NXT, 205 Live, SmackDown, then Raw.
Oh, yeah, 205. Because 205 is
really good. Do you think Chad Gable will team up with Jason Jordan again?
Yes. That's the main reason why they're setting it up. That's okay. Why Gable's back on Raw. I heard that Jordan's cleared. Well, he's good to go. Not necessarily cleared yet, but he's basically good to go. So they're going to bring him back, reform American Alpha, and then have them feud with McIntyre and Ziggler.
That'd be a good feud.
I don't even mind what they're doing with Gable right now because he plays the gritty underdog role really well.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
So
his talent is phenomenal.
I know it's cheesy and WWE does it a lot, but the food fight scene cracked me up.
Of course it cracked you up.
You know why?
Because you like paint chips.
No. I laughed my ass off. Rhino just sitting there eating his sandwich.
That part was funny.
Dude, he's just sitting there.
Everyone's fighting and Rhino's just sitting there eating food.
Eating food. I could not stop laughing.
But that's finding, like, salt and pepper in a shit sandwich. It's like, oh, look, the little bit of goodness that we had to dig out of all this crap.
Rhino's the best thing about Heath Slater.
And guess what? He's the only person that got his ass beat because WWE. It doesn't make any sense.
It's like, remember when they started everything? And he's like, crackers and cheese. And he started eating crackers and cheese.
Yeah, what? Speaking of Rhino and Heath, what happened with that whole I'm going to toughen you up bit that they were doing? Like, they just
got bored of that.
They really did just like stop it.
WWE's wrong. WWE was wrong again because they were so over. Let's move them to Raw and then forget about them.
Yeah.
I will say this, though, not to intentionally disagree with you, though. I didn't like that segment for the simple fact that it highlights how bad Raw's tag team division is. Not saying the B team are bad or anything, but like how their whole division as a whole is very lackluster.
Dude, not to mention,
there's good talented tag teams.
Not to mention, the B team, their bullshit ass finisher, that's something that you would give a creator wrestler team.
Yeah.
And the fact that like Breezango deserves better than to lose to a suplex neckbreaker. I mean, the only finisher that could possibly be any worse than that is Lashley suplex.
But I agree with you.
Or Lars Anderson's finisher.
No, you know something? I think that Lashley's, because okay, Lars is, it's supposed to look like a train wreck, kind of. Okay, I'm being nice. But Lashley's on the other hand, what the hell are they doing with him? Good God. Okay, I'm sorry. I know you want to say something. Go ahead.
Okay, go back to the tag teams. I agree with you. The tag team division looks horrible.
But that's why you like it.
But you do have great teams like Fandango.
Who's that?
And Breeze. I don't know. I think I hit a button or something. I don't know. There's good tag teams, but they don't want to push anybody. You know what I mean? You could make...
This is why I don't understand what they're doing with Authors of Pain. Like, they should be running the tag team division right now.
We don't have anything for them.
But why don't you? Why can't they feud with?
They should have kept them in NXT.
Yes, if you weren't going to have any use for them, you should have just kept them in NXT. But the fact that you guys don't even have them on TV, the fact that we weren't even at the cookout. For crying out loud.
Yeah, they
says
weren't
a lot.
At the cookout.
Do you want to know why? Because everybody that was in the ring, they were the joke teams. Exactly. They wanted to keep them out because it's like...
And that's basically Raw's tag team division as a whole. You have maybe two solid teams. The B team, which they're going to, you know, build up maybe if they actually commit to it. And then the rest are just jokes.
But you
not saying that they don't have talent, but the fact that they're just there to lose.
But they couldn't make these tag teams that were in the ring.
But they're not going to.
But, like, Rhino and Heath Slater was awesome.
Yeah, but they were SmackDown. Awesome on SmackDown.
Same with...
The Ascension were amazing in NXT.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, okay, you know what? Talent-wise, they're decent, but they were booked really strong.
But Paul Heyman booked his guys in ECW, found their weaknesses, and took it away. So, like, Sami, knowing the guy can't fucking wrestle...
The only
made him look good.
The only failure that Paul Heyman had was the fact that he felt, rightfully so maybe, that he was the booking Jesus so that he can create stars off anybody. I'm sorry, Justin Crabble, no. Like, that was at the point in time when he started booking him as main event, that's kind of when ECW started going down.
I like Justin Crabble, but I liked them in the tag team division.
But you know what I'm talking about. Because if you're watching ECW at the time, nobody wanted him in the main event.
No.
No matter, regardless of how decent he is.
I liked him when he was with Lance Storm.
That was good.
I loved the Impact Players.
Impact Players was amazing. Like,
but that's what WWE needs to do. Find the weaknesses out of the tag team.
They don't give a shit about that. There's so many things that they don't care about. Why?
I just want WWE to make the tag team great again. You see where I put?
They did that for about a month. And then there was a point in time when Triple H was like, he was kind of in charge of the tag team revival scene. When they had teams like the, how was it? It was the Real Americans and like mm-hmm. some of the other teams were. They did really well. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere they were like, you know what?
Like, does Vince McMahon know how bad his product is?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't
Why?
Care.
Because he can wipe his ass on $100 bills. You know, he's...
After this deal with Fox, he does not care what's going on at that company.
He can literally... He can... I mean, he could, like,
run roughshod on, like, the indie scene and just buy out everything just because he can.
Yeah. What's next?
WWE announced the UK title tournament bracket. They did their bracket reveal. And in the tournament is... You had the list pulled out.
Oh, shit. I didn't know we jumped to that.
Yeah.
UK. I know.
While he's picking it up, I will say the two surprising... Well, one unsurprising, one surprising. The unsurprising, obviously, is Jack Gallagher. I mean, it's nice that he's in it. Surprising is Drew Gulak. Not to say that he won't put on some bad matches or anything like that, but it's just, considering it's a UK tournament, I'm surprised they decided to put him in it.
Yeah, that should be interesting to see.
Why is Drew Gulak in there? Are they skipping that's UK?
More importantly, why is, what's his name, Aleister Black not in it?
That's a good question. But Aleister Black is a champion down in NXT, so...
I mean...
But if you look at everybody in the thing, everybody's from a different area, different flags. So we got American, we have...
So it's more of like an international tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you only got one guy from America, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he represents America.
You got Joe Coffey that's 30 years old.
You're a Joe Coffey fan, aren't you?
No, I know who he is. He's from ICW. Took on Norm Dar.
Noam Dar.
Yeah.
Why is it Noam Dar in it? Or Tyler Bate? Or any of their UK division, for that matter?
You know what? Honestly, this kind of reminds me of like when I was trying to go off like a Japanese wrestling show or whatever, and I was like,
I'm not trying to say that Drew Gulak or anybody else don't deserve to be on it. It's just, if you have two spots to fill and you have a UK division...
Why ain't Pete Dunne in there? Why ain't...
Well, Pete Dunne, it makes sense because he's the UK champ right now. But, like, Tyler Bate and Roderick Strong... Well, Roderick Strong, he's champ too. But, like, Tyler Bate and, like, somebody else.
Yeah. So we get Zach Gibson versus Amir Jordan. Drew Gulak versus Jack Gallagher. Flash Morgan Webster versus James Drake.
So this is going to be good because we're going to find out who these guys are. And what we will see out of them.
I wonder what they'll do as far as like what prize goes. Like, is,
I think it will be like a number one contender like, match.
Yeah, but I feel like that'd be a little too much just for a number one contender shit.
Tyson T-Bone versus Jordan Devlin. Tucker versus Joe.
Especially
Coffey.
For a title that's not even defended like that.
Well, look at it this way. You know what this is all about. It's just a scouting report.
True.
I mean, that's all that is. Like,
and that helps us fans find out who these guys are too.
Yeah. So I mean, either way, it's a win for everybody involved, even if they already have a WWE contract.
I was reading somebody on a page. They asked, "Should I get rid of the WWE Network?"
No, because there's still more than enough footage on there to keep anybody happy. There's enough footage that you would have wrestling every day, and not even watch a single. Anything that's new, and you would still be fine. So.
Yeah, besides, that's true. That's still better money to spend on, considering the prices that pay-per-views go on cable. So, like, why would you give that up? And yeah, you could stream it, you know, quote unquote, you know.
You can illegally stream it. You're trying to find a nicer way of putting it.
Yeah, but like, why go through all that effort? You know, you can just spend $10 to watch it.
$9.99.
Not even $10. You could just watch it for a month for free and then just get rid of it if you don't want it.
That's true.
So what's next?
Let's see. We got, New Japan Pro Wrestling's next live event broadcast on Access TV will take place Saturday, July... Wow, I was about to say it like our buddy. Saturday, July 7th at 8 p.m. with the G1 Special in San Francisco. Jim Ross, along with UFC's Josh Barnett, will be commentating, and at this time, no matches have been announced on the card.
So there's nothing out there for us to understand. So it's going to be broadcast on Access TV?
Yep.
Is that on Comcast?
I honestly don't. I don't watch TV.
Most likely it's probably like DirecTV or something.
Yeah.
I would like to know. I would like to sit down and watch this.
Let's see. Who do you think that Okada will be facing next?
After Omega?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think... Well, logic tells me Naito.
I mean, at this point in time, Okada can hold the belt forever. It's almost like the only reason why he would drop it is if he gets injured.
Yeah. Honestly, the only two I can see him going up against for the belt, Naito and quite possibly Jericho if he decides to stick around longer.
Yeah, Jericho's still got a few matches left in his tank. Because
at this point, Okada's faced like everybody.
But Okada versus Jericho would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that. I'll sit down and watch it.
Top indie star Keith Lee expected to sign with WWE soon after finishing his indie commitments. Lee is mostly known for his work in Evolve and Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, and for some odd reason we decided to mention that in 2017 he was ranked 100 in PWI's top 500. Wow, I couldn't get that out because honestly, who even cares about the PWI these days?
I don't know, it just...
Honestly, I didn't even know that was still going on.
Yeah, dude, I thought people stopped reading magazines back in like...
Well, of course they did, but you could always just check on people's Wikipedia page and go, ooh, look, this, like we did. but the thing about PWI was that, what was the rule with them? It's like, okay, we got the top 25, and then we'll kind of throw in the next 20, and then the rest of them, it's like, oh, look, I ranked number 176.
One year that I thought the magazine was awesome, when you saw like a techno wrestler make number one instead of like a guy like John Cena or Hulk Hogan, stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was like, I forget what year it was, and I don't remember what wrestler it was.
I think there was one year where...
Was it Dean Malenko?
I forgot. There was only one year I remember where it was kind of a big deal, was when like AJ Styles was ranked number one, which was like unheard of for...
An indie guy.
Or, no, he was TNA at the time.
Was he TNA?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Keith Lee. If he does make it to WWE, I do look forward to it because I think he's really great. Like, he is one of my favorite talents on the independent circuit right now.
I have to see more.
He's a class act too. Like,
I would like to see more pro wrestling Guerrilla. Yeah, you know I mean, like, anybody out there, if you have ideas of matches that I can go on YouTube to watch, I'll watch it.
Mark Haskins, Cedric Alexander from Battle of Los Angeles.
Send me the text, I'll look it up.
It's pretty easy to find.
I'm not going to remember. You know I can't remember a lot of things. I'm getting old.
I'm not trying to... You want me to look and go, I expect that you forget everything. I think higher of you than that, man.
Oh, thank you. So, Ms. Reality TV Show.
Ms. and Mrs. Is it Ms. or Ms. and Mrs. or Ms. and
I think Mrs. it's
Mrs. I just said Ms. and Mrs. twice. What the hell?
So I don't know. It's USA trying to like go, hey, look at this. We're going to put the show together and make fun of it.
So, it's July 24th, and you're definitely going to watch it.
Yes, because I watched Total Divas and
Total Divas still comes on?
Yes.
I watched them. They got rid of that for just total Bellas.
No, it's both shows. They have one. The Bellas are on both shows. Like, they'll do from blah, blah, blah to blah, blah, blah. Like, let's say Royal Rumble to, like, Money in the Bank. And then Bellas will record from Money in the Bank and on. Then you get all that.
We need something to boost their ratings. Let's have relationship issues.
But the funny thing is, non-wrestling fans watch Total Divas.
Because reality television
is a thing.
That's, yeah.
And then they're like coming to me and asking me, hey, are these women real? You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah.
Are these women
real? Are these women real? No, they are plastic. They are plastic.
They're trying to figure out wrestling is not real. Are they for real? Are they wrestlers?
So because, but it's just the way that you put it. Though they're in professional wrestling, so are they real human beings?
So, I haven't listened to this yet.
And you're not going to until you leave. It'll be so, okay. Enzo's rap video titled Phoenix on YouTube under Uploader World Star Hip Hop.
Oh boy, that.
Even if you go in with an open mind,
it's trash.
And
it's straight trash.
One of my favorite comments, I think it was on Discus or it might have been on YouTube, was somebody said, "This is how you not spit fire."
So I really want to listen to this.
You really don't.
And you will.
Please listen at your own time, please.
You know how much I want to see this because you know how much I hate Enzo.
You just want to see if he hits the ropes.
Yes.
We can't subject our listeners to that dumpster fire of his track.
Dude.
He did say consensual penis, which was so funny as hell.
Hold up. Is it worse than Kurt Hennig's? Yes.
Kurt Hennig's rap is crap is amazing. Because that is an actual classic.
Macho Man's rap album is better than Enzo's.
Because Macho Man is awesome.
But Macho Man was perfection.
Macho Man could spit out garbage and he would make it gold. Because it's the Macho Man Randy Savage.
What about the Hulk Hogan trap?
Oh, God, please.
No. Being Man Hulk? It's Macho Man. He could do that. Why? Because he's the Macho Man. Rest in peace, Macho Man. No, yes. That's a kind of sad thing about it.
It's not the whole tweet I've sent out.
So CM Punk's lawsuit with WWE about the doctors and everything, that's currently underway.
I can't believe that's just now getting started.
You have to remember, a lot of talking back and forth. So many like, oh, okay, WWE will offer you this amount of money
to be hush hush,
to stop doing this, and CM Punk's now saying no.
CM Punk does not give a fuck.
So CM Punk's saying no. So the trial gets sent back. It was 2014. Now it's 4 years later. So it's like now they're starting it. It's fair. It's not a murder case. So,
I still think that Ryback should have advised Mickey Gall, hey, kick Punk in the ribs. He really hates that.
Speaking of WWE lawsuits, is that that ongoing one with like all the old WWE wrestlers about concussions and stuff still going
on? That's kind of out the window. We haven't really heard anything about that in like, it's been over a year.
I haven't heard anything. Maybe they got hush. Money.
Because I felt like if that's still going on and CM Punk wins this lawsuit, WWE is going to be in some hot water.
I'm thinking
they'll take that $1 billion and they'll just go here.
See, I think the doctor's going to get fired.
Probably. It's the most likeliest thing to happen.
And then the doctor will sue, and then Vince will be like, "I've won a lot of lawsuits. I've got that kind of money."
He has. So, the season of Lucha Underground debuts June 13th at 8 p.m. on El Rey. You spell Rey wrong. Network.
El Rey Network.
Yeah, it's EY. Like Rey Mysterio.
EY? Yeah. Okay, so how do you say Rey?
R-U-Y.
Yeah. How do you say R-A-Y?
Rey.
It's the same thing. My bad.
So, I'm going to see if my station has El Rey.
Have you caught any of the episodes on Netflix?
I did. I skipped around.
Lucha's still awesome.
It's fun. I wanted to see how it is. Everybody's talking about it. But, like, Johnny Mongo or Mondo.
Johnny Mundo.
Is it Mundo?
This is John Morrison.
It's John Morrison. But he had that one movie. He was a bounty hunter.
Bounty Hunter.
What was that movie called? I don't know.
It's called the Bounty Hunter movie.
Yes.
The Iconics are scheduled for a major push. Now, when Jamak mentioned this earlier, I'm sorry, JC. When he mentioned this earlier, and I said, I'm having a brain fart. Who the hell are the Iconics and where are they at?
And I was
How
like,
did you describe them?
I was like, first, I was like, Billy Kay and Peyton Royce. And he was like,
what?
Still don't know who that is. All right. The two Australian chicks with the nasally voice is on SmackDown.
Oh, them.
So, I think the reason why they're getting pushed because they're thinking about putting the women's tag team titles out there.
Why do they gotta make the women, like, the women heels so goddamn annoying?
Unbearable?
I think the best heel women together, I think it was Layla and
Michelle McCool.
Yes, I thought they were great together.
But they can never have badass heel women.
No, because when they do badass people, they make them smile and call them like ante bullies.
And then they say, "You can never get the armbar on me," even though Asuka tapped me out with an armbar.
But yeah, I think the tag team titles are gonna go up. I think the Bellas are gonna go to SmackDown and be in the tournament.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
Because they're training to come back.
Oh, they still are?
Yeah.
Bret Hart received honorary bachelor's degree in physical literacy from Mount Laurel University.
That's cool. Didn't know he was going to school.
What is physical literacy? I've never even heard of that.
He likes to talk with his... What is it? Like,
talk with his hands?
Talk with your hands.
This is a degree for talking with your hands?
I give this a 4 out of 10.
No, I think this is what they do. They find famous people and give them honorary degrees.
Yeah, but you gotta get
They did that for... Didn't they do that for Bill Cosby?
They do that for... Really? They do that for a lot of celebrities, but...
Maybe before he went to hell.
Yeah, that was before.
It's just, I've never heard of that degree before.
I think Obama got one.
I was never a fan of...
Obama got it for, like, something legitimate. I forgot what, but, like...
I was never a fan of honorary degrees, because that's basically somebody giving you your number one ribbon.
It's like, here we go. Like, you're not a snowflake anymore. Here's a degree.
Shush.
Stupid liberals.
Okay, so, fuck Roseanne. Anyway.
Why do you have to say that?
Anyway.
Because, fuck Roseanne and fuck Whoopi Goldberg. Fuck them both.
Oh.
See?
That would be a horrible opportunity.
That would be pretty horrible.
Probably more detail.
Okay, wait. We gotta take a breather. Oh, that was bad. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, following more details on the $1 billion SmackDown deal coming out, reports say that WWE may get over $2.5 billion over the next 10 years for Raw. And on top of that, the WWE stock surged to an all-time high of $60.51 a share.
Hold up. You just said $2.5 million...
Billion.
Billion. I'm sorry, billion.
Big difference.
Very sorry. Difference. Billion over the 10 years?
Yeah.
What the freak?
WWE makes a lot of money, which is, I'm really surprised why its stock is so low.
Vince still has a long time to go before he's making that sweet Jeff Bezos money.
True.
The stock money went down, I mean...
When Vince is making like $247 million a day, that's something ridiculous is going on in WWE.
Now think about it.
If he's making $247 million a day, he's made a machine that brings back old wrestlers to life.
I'm going to take this rocket ship.
He has a device that just lets him bring back wrestlers to life, and now we have Macho Man in his prime.
Yeah, we don't have Titan Towers, now we got Titan Missiles. we're gonna have WrestleMania on the moon. Actually, you know what? There was
he would do that.
No, there was... I forgot if it was Triple H or if it was somebody that was doing an interview where they were like, where else can we do WrestleMania? I don't know, on the moon. reports have it 205 Live will no longer be on Raw, thank God. They will be moved to SmackDown. Possibly?
Better.
I mean...
That's better.
So, no, I mean, is that like... Is that an actual rumor or... Confirmed, or
I hope it's a true rumor, because I said this before, they should have been on SmackDown from the beginning.
I think
there's nothing for them to do on Raw, and Raw's not even using them. Put them on SmackDown. Make SmackDown an extra hour and just have 1 hour.
Give them their own show.
Or give them their own show that too. But I feel like they will thrive more being on SmackDown.
Because it's the land of opportunity.
get that, and it just works.
I mean, storyline-wise and literally.
So what's next?
Wildcat Wrestling will return to the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia, PA this Saturday night. Main event for the show will be Luke Hawks versus Shane Douglas.
In a dog collar match.
Oh, really?
We haven't seen one of them in how long?
Didn't need to see one.
There's a reason for that.
Dude,
you know what? Luke Hawks is pretty awesome. And Shane Douglas, he was actually pretty cool the last few times I saw him.
He just tweeted back to me.
I know he can still do a good, decent soup belly to belly, but like, wrestling performance wise, how is he still fair? Can't be like super good now.
Dude,
right?
It's a dog collar match.
He's gotta make his side money for when he's not managing at Target.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so he can't be like that great wrestling still.
No, it's a dog collar match. It's gonna be punch.
Why
punch,
do you
kick.
Keep mentioning that? This is a dog collar match. Yes.
Here's a bump here, bump there. It's mostly them gonna walk around the goddamn ring.
Dude, that's not the main event. I wouldn't pay to see that.
Dude, it's Shane Douglas.
So?
So Crowbar versus...
No. I know. You know what? We're done. We're done. You mentioned Crowbar. We're fucking done.
No, I'm giving out the card.
No more Crowbar.
This is 5 seconds versus Matt Lacy.
No.
For those of you that need some little insight, Fran hates Crowbar.
There's a reason for that, and I will mention that. Okay, you know how you give, like, really bad first impressions?
Yeah.
So... first time I saw Devin Storm live was I think it was back in 2001. It was a dark match on SmackDown, and he was going against John Cena. And I'm pretty sure that Cena was still the prototype at that time, where it was like, hey, look, it's the prototype. Heard a lot of things about this guy, so maybe it'll be an okay match. The match was fucking hard. And I said, okay, well, Devin Storm's been around for a while, so it was probably Cena's fault.
No, it wasn't.
And then I saw Crowbar again, or Devin Storm, at another show, and it was an indie show this time. Where it's
was
like,
it the
okay,
one we went to?
No. This was like way back in the day. And I remember going, okay, so he's at an indie show. Should be better, because he doesn't have to worry about being a dark match. The fucking match was horrible. And after that, I was like, fuck Devin Storm. Fuck Crowbar. The last match we saw him at wasn't even that good. He just played a really good heel.
Dude, his entrance was cool.
I don't give a shit about his entrance.
Oh my gosh, give him a chance. Give the guy a chance.
No, he has not had a good match in almost 20 years. 20 years.
Well, look, what else is on the card?
Okay.
You got Sabu on the card.
That's pretty awesome. Is he going to break his neck again?
I don't know, but he has Super Genie as his manager. Or valet. I don't know who that is. I need to see who this is. Now I'm going.
I need to see. I mean, no, I probably won't be a mega, but I still have to see if Sabu can still go. I mean, given his wrestling style, I feel like he's on the end of his rope as Terry Funk is, but, like...
he's taking Terry Funk's role. He's the new crazy middle-aged insane.
Well, I mean, he's always been that way. It's just, you know, he's more willing to do the violent, crazy shit that he shouldn't be doing.
Dude,
Sabu has been broken down for like 25 years. He's pretty much like, I'm jelly at this point. I'll just do whatever.
Yeah.
So,
the Wildcat Championship is on the line. Jay Spade versus Black Cheese.
Black Cheese is awesome.
Dude, his mom was at the show last time
that
we went.
That was awesome. That was funny as hell.
He's a Philly boy, wasn't he? I think he was.
I think so, yeah. Got Kenny Omega recently challenged Okada for the title. We actually kind of already mentioned that. Dave Meltzer somewhere is creaming his pants. So, are we going to get... still goes back to who the hell are they going to have Okada drop the belt to? I mean, he is like Japanese Brock Lesnar who manages to just work more dates.
Honestly, for his career, I will say Omega needs to win it. Just to solidify how good a wrestler he is in Japan. I feel like if anyone could take the belt from him, it's Okada.
Omega at the... yeah, but Okada is synonymous with the title. That's just how people view him. Omega is so over, he doesn't need a belt.
True, but he needs at least one world title. That's the one thing in his New Japan career that's eluded him. And honestly, I feel like if they're going to go through the trouble of having not only a rematch, but have the belt on the line, it's time.
Dude, Haystack should have been here for this. He's more of a Japanese guy.
Yeah, well, we've all agreed that all of us need to watch more New Japan, so...
I just don't know what to watch.
Just watch New Japan. And yeah, watch the Wrestle Kingdom shows. They have...
The Wrestle Kingdom shows.
Yeah,
I watch them. I enjoy them.
I mean, you said it yourself that you're more into the British strong style.
Yes. So.
Which was, yeah, because...
I'm a big, giant Regal fan. I like Wade Barrett, you know what I mean?
Wade Barrett with his Wasteland.
Dude, like, I like these guys, you know what I mean?
Speaking of UK, that's when ROH ran their series of UK shows. And Evolve in Progress is supposed to be at the arena in August. I totally want to go there.
So, is it going to be a TV taping? Or is it going to be just, like, it's pay-per-view? Because we haven't had a pay-per-view in Philly with Ring of Honor in years.
We haven't seen the arena filled up going to the HOH shows, but it'll definitely be packed for this show.
Okay, because if it's a TV taping, the TV tapings are not that packed.
TV tapings aren't bad, though.
Oh, it's not bad.
I went to an ROH like TV taping there before, and it was pretty decent.
Yeah, you came with us, didn't you?
I don't think so. No. No, this was back when I think Generico and Steam were still there.
Okay. Because you weren't there when they did a storyline, and we're like, oh my gosh.
No, you know, I wasn't there with you guys. Speaking of Omega, Omega recently tweeted in nicer words to Jim Cornette to shut the fuck up.
Why? I like Jim Cornette.
Everybody likes Jim Cornette because he doesn't have a filter. He is the male Roseanne. Okay, I'll stop. No, like Cornette, he's not a fan of spot monkeys. And
I understand that. I like wrestling. I like entertainment. I'm not big on Japanese style that much. You know that? Like,
it's just a different style. Anybody that wants to say that Japanese style doesn't have storyline in there...
Oh, there's storylines.
There's definitely storyline in there.
I really don't like Nakamura. I do like Hakushi.
Nakamura and Hakushi aren't in New Japan. You just mentioned Japanese wrestlers.
I don't know. I'm just sorry.
What the hell was Hakushi's name anyway, his real name? It was a... Because he was in ECW also.
Yeah, I totally forgot what his name was.
Because there was one pay-per-view where it was him and the other guy. They went against Van Damme and Sabu or something.
Was it Hayabusa? I think it was Hayabusa.
Yeah, I think it was him.
Hayabusa got injured, didn't he?
Not that one. You're thinking of the one where he like broke his neck.
Yeah. That ended his career, didn't it?
Pretty sure it did.
He did pass away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember.
I feel
stuff.
Like an idiot now. Now I gotta check to make sure. I'm almost certain he did, but it's late, so I'm just gonna look this up real quick. What? No, I don't want to look up an unmanned spacecraft named Hayabusa.
Put in wrestler.
Yeah. Yeah, he passed away. March 3rd, 2016, to cerebral hemorrhage.
It sucks. I remember him passing away. It was a sad moment.
Yeah, because there was the one clip where when he was finally able to walk, that was like a pretty big deal at the time.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that team that he wrestled that landed on his neck?
Which one?
Like he got paralyzed.
Which one?
Yeah, which one? There's you said that TNA more? Wrestler. I mean, am I supposed to look up, like, Google search?
Oh, no. I know he was an X Division guy. God damn.
That's still very vague.
No, because I only saw, like, clips of it. I don't remember his name. I just remember it was TNA. I thought you guys would know it more than I do.
No. You're the TNA guy, not us.
Yeah. No, I didn't watch TNA for, like, maybe 10 years.
I feel like it's a lie. You've been watching it pretty often now since Austin Aries has been on it.
Yeah. So.
So, Cornette was... He's just very...
He's outspoken.
When he's going to criticize somebody, he lets it be known. And he's not a fan of Omega just because of Omega's style. Just because of that style of wrestling. Cornette's more of the...
He hates spot monkeys, basically.
The old-fashioned, you know, good old-fashioned, like...
Dude, I put this in my phone, and it goes to the wrestler. I remember his name.
TNA wrestlers that broke his neck. Jesse Sorensen.
Yes, that's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
And I just put that down in the headlines, and that came up. It's just weird. That just put down broken person's neck. TNA comes up the name. But, yeah, look at him and Russo. They hate each other.
Okay, the thing that Cornette said about Russo is still the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay in good shape just so I can piss on his grave.
If you watched, I think it was Table 3, him talking to Bischoff, finding out they didn't they like each other, but they both hate Russo.
Who the hell in wrestling even likes Russo? Russo is basically shitless on everybody.
I'm the only one, like, I said this story so many times. When I went to TNA to watch the pay-per-view, Hard Justice or whatever it's called, and Vince Russo was right there, and I went, Russo, no answer. Vic Russo, nothing. I mean, I was like, Vic Venom. Everybody in the back looked up. He looked up. They all started laughing.
This is like the seventh time you told this story.
Yeah, I said.
I need to mention it again. That's why I'm trying to hold myself back. I'm like...
That's my Russo story.
I got a Russo story, too. It's called a rope on a pole match so I can hang myself if I hear that story one more time. I'm just fucking with you.
You guys are so mean.
Nah, it's... No, hey, we can be a lot meaner, man. You know that. That's okay.
I'm tired. I'm thinking of people that...
Wow, I just noticed this right now, your Ambrose Asylum shirt. When the hell is Dean Ambrose coming back?
That's a good question.
It's a really
good question. Is he not cleared yet?
It's like...
Apparently not.
It's like the
he's either cleared and they're just holding off, or he's just still taking rehab time.
You Dude, know what I it think- is? Here's what it is. All the time that he didn't miss, because he was like one of the most durable guys for the longest time, he's like, I'm going to make up all the time. I'm taking all my vacation time. Fuck you guys. You're just going to have me drop to Brock Lesnar again.
See, that's probably true. I honestly would believe that.
I think...
Because Ambrose, after a while, I mean, he got to a point in time where he was basically like, I'm just going to do my job. He's the guy that pisses off people like Drew McIntyre. He's like, I don't see any fire in you. You're just doing your job. And then Ambrose would be like, yeah, there's a reason for that. When I gave a shit, this is what happened.
Yeah.
See, I think when he comes back, I think he's going to turn on
I mean, that's Rollins. The most logical thing. I mean, what else is there for him to do?
The only reason that
and would... Honestly, I look forward to it because Hill Ambrose was great.
The only reason why that would possibly happen is because of the whole thing with Jason Jordan. But now that's kind of like out the window since Jordan's probably going to come back as a face.
Well, I mean, he was face when he was there. He was just no one liked him.
No, he was... They didn't have an official heel turn, but he was playing heel. He was playing the Randy Orton, like...
See, I think he still needs to turn on Rollins. With turning on him losing the title to your boy, Elias.
My boy, it's everybody's boy.
Okay, I know you like him a lot. I said your boy.
You know what I get really conflicted with? Is whenever Elias and Braun are in the ring together. I'm like, why are they doing this?
So, we got a couple more things that just popped up. Booker T will be at the Wilmington Blue Rocks game.
He really ain't got shit to do, does he?
I mean, what else is there?
Tomorrow night.
Off commentary.
So, I bought tickets for this. I'm going up. I'm going to get my free autograph. Hang it up on my wall. Turn that son of a bitch sideways.
seeing you at the wrestling conventions, you're like a kid in a candy store. You're like, I don't even know why I want to get this interview. I'm just going to get it.
Dude, like, when I went and I saw guys like the Honky Tonk Man, I was like, fuck, yeah, I'm getting the Intercontinental Champion.
That's the one thing I got to say about you, though, is that we're all kind of at the point in time where it's like, oh, look at this guy. This guy's pretty... Okay, seeing Kelly Kelly is pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, right.
And she's still hot.
Oh, my gosh. She's so hot.
It's the... Oh, wow. I lost my train of thought. And I realized, hey, look, we're going to see Trish and Lita coming up. Actually, what show were they at, too?
So, Booker T, Trish Stratus, Lita will be at Monster Mania in Cherry Hill in August. I'm telling you right now,
if I see Lita, I'm going to propose to her.
I'm going to beat you to it. Only because
Trish is, you know, married.
So? Be like, hey, is that gonna... a side piece? You need a yoga partner?
So, on Saturday, July 28th, Adventureland, I think this is in Jersey. I'm not totally sure where it's at. Because...
Well, for Monster Mania?
No, this is for, the... What's it called? Adventureland store. Somewhere in Jersey. That's the one George goes to. And
that right there makes me not want to go. No, yeah. Who's there?
Carmella's going to be there from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
She's single now. I should have hit her up, too.
At 12:30 to 2, you're going to have Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. That'd be cool to go see. But, dude, I'm putting money on it. Tickets for this shit is going to be, like, crazy.
I don't know if I'd want to go to Jersey for them, though. It's really hard to want to go to New Jersey for anything.
I hate going to Jersey, too, but...
Carl Anderson is... He's funny as shit, though.
Dude,
especially
I love...
Especially when he talks about his hot Asian wife. She is pretty hot. Oh, my God. It's so late.
I know. We did this late. Because you had things going on.
Because I'm trying to work my way into Hollywood. Who the fuck am I kidding?
oh, don't say that.
Nah, so... Yeah, I know. We got, plugs. Store plugs. So
oh,
we
my
got
gosh.
The Double Dropkick, which is Monty's favorite show. No, I actually did listen to it. It's pretty good.
They're really good. I like them.
What was the other ones that you actually talked about recently?
Where is it? I have the... It is... Why are we so blanking out right now?
Come on.
Ace Porter's Group.
Yeah, Ace Porter's Group. I got a headache.
It's cool. It's free country.
Are we
going to
cut this out?
No, we're not going to cut it out. We're doing this live.
We're doing this live?
Yeah.
I know it's Cave.
Okay, you know what? Hold that thought, and we will plug them next week. Or if you find it before the show's over, and mention it.
So we got that podcast. We also have Josh Ho's pay-per-view review.
His five takeaways.
Yeah.
Very good reach. You guys should probably check it out. You can see it on our Ends of Gray page on Facebook.
And Reddit.
Yeah, he did a pretty good show. Hopefully we'll get more of those. We have our Reddit page, which was put up recently that we mentioned earlier. We'll mention it again. It's reddit.com/r/ the Ends of Gray podcast. Ends of Gray, ENZUIGIRI. There you go. We also have the Ends of Gray podcast on SoundCloud, which if you're listening to this, then obviously you know where that's at. Our Twitter page.
They're called Wrestling Cave Podcast.
Wrestling Cave Podcast.
Starring Ace Porter and...
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I listened to them the other day before work. They were good.
Yeah.
I would like to hear more. They're a Philly-based podcast, so we might do some run-ins with them.
Oh.
It's not like that. Maybe we'll do something like bring Ace on and maybe have Ace have us on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the future. The Hart Foundation group said we could post our stuff onto their page.
That's pretty cool.
So we're gonna try and make our us a little bit relevant.
Try to get our foot in the door. This networking thing going.
It sucks because it's getting late. I'm getting tired. I worked all day. It sucked.
Sorry, it's all right. Just get yourself No, you can't have this.
I don't need Red Bull in my life.
Well, you don't eat Red Bull.
Well, you don't like bull semen?
No, I like the fake stuff you have.
You don't eat Red Bull. You drink it.
We also have the Insigiri Pro Wrestling Discussions on Facebook. Let's see. What else do we have? We have our YouTube page, which will be the home of Marks at a Roundtable. Not at Money in the Bank, but possibly at the next pay-per-view after that.
I think I want to go and buy a camera.
Well, you're going to have to buy a camera because we ain't recording this on our phones. We got to be professionals.
Yes.
We're professionals.
But right now, I don't have the money to do that. So we might have to go.
Then we got to go down to the beach and we got to Uber at Ocean City.
Maybe.
Because there is some sweet money to be made around there right now.
Or it would be great if somebody wants to donate money and help us out.
On our GoFundMe page, just like Perry Saturn. What the hell has he been up to lately?
I don't know.
We'll talk about that next week. Yeah, so we got our buddy Perry Saturn. Our buddy, the Blue Meanie, that we have yet to actually ask for an interview.
Plus, Mr. Mari Gulak. And Shiki Baby.
Mari Jannetty and Shiki Baby.
Don't forget Rule Gulak.
He's amazing.
Yes.
Let's see, who else is there? There's,
Of course,
Francine's out there.
Francine.
She keeps on liking a lot of stuff we say.
That's great. Oh, thank you for liking our Twitter posts.
Also, the Spirit Squad.
Spirit. I hate them, but you know what? After the last show, they were pretty cool.
They
were pretty awesome. Oh, yeah, and what was the one guy? This guy's still in training. He's been in training for the last 6 months.
What was his name?
He was, no, he wasn't.
Barry? No. Danny? No. Has a Y in.
We'll remember the next show, but he was pretty cool, though. He makes a pretty good Spirit Squad member.
Dude, they need to bring in a couple more. I just have trainees.
There used to be like, what, 6 of them?
5.
What happened to the other? I know one Sigler. What happened to the other one?
Okay. You got Mitch.
Mitch, right? Where'd Mitch go?
He got tired of jobbing at indie shows. True. For Hornswoggle.
Because you got Kenny. Nikki.
Mikey. Mitch.
Spirit Squad, we love you. We spent more time talking about you in the last like couple minutes than any of these other plugs that we have, including our own pages. What the hell is wrong with us?
So, the Enziguri League is coming back up again for the NXT TakeOver and the Money in the Bank. So, put your picks in.
You always got something to say about that, talking about points. You're going to take over?
I better take over. I honestly haven't been looking. I know I'm still second. Damn you, James. But I will be back on top sooner than later and take back the spot that I never lost. Anyway, back to you guys.
That was a really good promo.
Yeah, I know.
You lost that spot. Dude, if you do good with NXT pay-per-view,
I only lost that spot because of James' shitty math. Anyway, continue.
He should have listened to Scott Steiner.
Yeah.
Shitty math.
That's where he got his math lesson from, Scott Steiner.
No. He should have gotten it from Scott Steiner. He would have gotten it correct.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So, we talked about Wrestling Cave podcast. Drop kick.
Double drop kick.
I always forget the double part. We talked about the Hart Foundation group page on Facebook. Thank you, guys.
Talked about our own pages, but you're forgetting something. You're forgetting the hotline.
Oh. Do you know the number?
No, I don't know the number because I don't know out of my way to remember it.
I thought everybody should remember this number.
Call George.
Call George.
right, what's the number?
It's 484-844-9823.
I already forgot. What was it?
484-844-9823.
Awesome. And that's the Keener Report. If you can't get a hold of Keener, then you ask for George. He is the wrestling oracle know-it-all.
Yeah, and with that... Just hashtag follow the boot.
And with that, we bring our show to a close.
What? You don't hashtag
I'm ignoring the hashtag.
You don't like the hashtag?
This has been JCL, alongside...
Meh.
And...
Meh?
Yeah, no.
You want to end it with Fred?
No, that's Fred.
And DB Richards.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys later.
Goodbye!
Thank you all for coming out. God bless you. Good night.
What are we using for our outro song?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Oh, yeah. That Edge song.
Oh, I thought you were going to use Samoa Joe.
Still playing.
Oh.
Let's fuck with you. No, I'm not. What the hell?
Sorry.